BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Fears of a trade war between China and the United States have led to sharp falls in Asian stock exchanges. The concerns were sparked off by a series of tit-for-tat measures, Beijing threatening tariffs on more than 100 American products, hours after President Trump announced plans to start levying high taxes on Chinese imports. Beijing said the US moves weren't in the interest of either country. In the latest shake-up of his White House team, President Trump has replaced his national security adviser. General H.R. McMaster lost his post to John Bolton, a former diplomat known for his hawkish views. The United States has averted another government shutdown after Congress approved a new spending bill. It will fund the federal government until September, but correspondents say the large spending increases go against the administration's hopes to scale back the government. The European Union has reacted strongly to the attempted assassination of a former Russian spy in Britain. It said it agreed with London that it was highly likely that Russia had carried out the attack and, in a rare move, recalled its ambassador from Moscow. Opposition parties in South Africa are demanding the cancellation of a deal that makes the government pay the legal fees of Jacob Zuma, who was last month ousted as president over corruption allegations. Mr. Zuma has spent more than $1 million on lawyers, even though the case hasn't come to court yet. Demonstrations are planned in Poland today against government plans to further tighten the abortion laws, which are already among the strictest in Europe. The right-wing administration's plans have the support of the powerful Catholic Church. And in Italy, the new parliament is holding its inaugural session after last month's elections. No party has an overall majority, and both a coalition of right-wing parties and the populist Five Star Movement say they should form the new government. BBC News.